So tonight's main dish is
7 days of the week.
Appetizing. We already saw some of the days of the week in the dialogue, right?
Hi.
And in the vocabulary that we just did. But let's learn them all.
日曜日.
Sunday.
日曜日. 日曜日.
If you've already noticed, all of the days end with the word 曜日, right? And that 曜日 has a special pronunciation. Well, not special, but it's the same for all the days.
Hi, so this. 曜日, 曜日.
So it starts high and goes low on the second syllable and stays low.
曜日. It's not 曜日, 曜日.
Right, it's a long O.
Hi.
Even though when you write it down, it's 曜日. But just extend that O when you're pronouncing it, it's 曜日. So let's start again with Sunday.
日曜日. 月曜日.
Monday.
月曜日. 月曜日. 火曜日.
Tuesday.
火曜日. 火曜日. 水曜日.
Wednesday.
水曜日. 水曜日. 木曜日.
Thursday.
木曜日. 木曜日. 金曜日.
Friday.
金曜日. 金曜日. 土曜日.
Saturday.
土曜日. 土曜日. 何曜日.
What day?
何曜日. 何曜日.
So that's all 7 of them.
Hi.
If we talk about the kanji for just a moment, they all seem pretty unrelated, right? Is there anything that binds them together? Is there any relationship?
It's actually a name of stars. But when I was a kid, I memorized the 7 days like Getsu, Ka, Sui, Mok, Kin, Do, Nichi.
So they're purely just by the characters themselves, the first characters without the yobi, which yobi pretty much just means day. And if we look at the meaning of some of these characters, for Sunday, it actually is sun,
mm-hmm.
right? And for Monday,
it's moon.
It's actually moon, which, I mean, I don't know if Monday means moon, but it's close enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like moon with missing an O. And we have fire and water and...
tree, gold, earth.
That's rich. Wonderful. And how would you say, what day is it?
何曜日ですか?
And that could mean, what day is it today? Or what day... is the event that you're inviting me to, or...
both.
Anything, right?
Hi.
And then if you want to respond and you want to say, it's Sunday.
日曜日です.
Right, it's pretty straightforward. You just say the day and this. So in today's dialogue, we have...
来週の金曜日から日曜日まで暇ですか?
You know, this is not too different from the patterns we've already seen, right? We've already done, you know, something...
から, something, まで.
Exactly, which means from something... to something.
Something.
And in this case, what we're saying is
金曜日から日曜日まで.
From Friday to, you guessed it, Sunday. And before we move on, let's just break down the sentence.
来週.
Next week.
の.
Possessive particle.
金曜日.
Friday. So we have
来週の金曜日.
Which means
next Friday?
Right. Friday of next week, right? The Friday that belongs to next week, literally. And then the next most important thing that they asked Lori today. Hey, Lori, do you have some time?
暇ですか?
Are you free? Let's break it down.
暇.
Free time.
です.
Copula.
か.
The question marking particle. And it's that straightforward, that simple. You're just asking, do you have free time? Except, of course, there's no verb in here, like the rest of the simple question sentences that we've seen so far. You don't say, do you have time? It's basically asking, are you free? Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's practice. Okay, I'm going to give you a day of the week, and then you're going to have to ask if I'm free that day, okay? Next Friday.
来週の金曜日、暇ですか?
Next Sunday.
来週の日曜日、暇ですか?
What day are you free?
何曜日、暇ですか?
All right, from practice to more practice. Okay, Naomi-sensei, you want to go to see a movie this Saturday? Ponyo.
Ponyo? Ah, Ponyo, 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 ne.
Do you want to go see Ponyo?
I've already seen it.
So you want to go see it again because you loved it so much, right?
Oh, okay.
Unless there's another movie you want.
Ponyo is good.
Okay. So you ask your friend if she's free this Saturday.
今週の土曜日、暇ですか?
And your friend thinks a little bit and then says, What day is it today?
今日何曜日ですか?
It's Thursday.
木曜日です。
And then your friend realizes that she's not free this Saturday.
今週の土曜日、暇じゃないです。
But she's free next Saturday.
来週の土曜日、暇です。